The Czech art market saw another record-breaking year in 2016. Although final data for the past year are not yet available, it is clear that the overall turnover at Czech auction houses will exceed 1 billion crowns. The favourable result was affected by a number of exceptional sales, both at Czech auctions and abroad. A painting by František Kupka broke the Czech art auction record, selling for 62 million crowns. That's around 2.2 million euros. Another painting by the same artist also set an international record when it sold in Sweden for nearly 70 million crowns. Ruth Franková discussed the latest developments on the Czech art market with Jan Skřivánek, editor-in-chief of Art and Antiques magazine.
It's obvious it will be the best year so far, record year in history. The overall turnover at the Czech auctions will be more than 1 billion crowns, which is really a record price. Just in November, the turnover was higher than annual sales in 2006. So 10 years ago, in 1 year, the collectors would spend as much as now in just 1 month. So that's really, you can see the development of Czech art market. And another very positive thing is that we were witness of record prices for Czech artists, not only in Prague and Czech auctions, but also abroad. There was highest ever sale of abstract painting by František Kupka. It sold in Stockholm in November. The price was something like 68 million crowns. And then 2 weeks later, there was another sale in Prague, another Kupka painting that sold for 62 million crowns. So we can see that the prices for this artist already reached really high levels. And for me, most surprising sale abroad was just 2 weeks ago at the beginning of December. There was a painting by Zdeněk Sikora, a painting from, I think it was mid-70s, so really post-war or contemporary artist. And the painting sold for more than 12 million crowns. So that makes Zdeněk Sikora the most expensive post-war artist. He overcame Mikuláš Medek, who held this title for past year.
You mentioned two painters, František Kupka and Zdeněk Sikora. What kind of art was most sought after?
Well, in general, and this is true for past 10 years or even longer, the most sought for art at the Czech art market is classical modern or paintings from first half of 20th century. Artists like Emil Fila, Toyen, Jan Zrzavý and others. So this doesn't change. But what we witness for past years is that there is a greater appreciation for real masterpieces, paintings that are in some sense unique because of their position in whole context of work of that artist, because of the size of the painting or because of its history. And for that kind of paintings, the collectors are willing to pay even higher prices that we would imagine even 2 or 3 years ago.
And apart from paintings, what about other works of art?
Well, it's mainly paintings, then nothing for a while, and then some statues, some works on paper, some photography, and the same applies on these other categories. Also, if it's something unique, some masterpiece in a sense, the prices will go to levels which are highly above average. So we regularly see that some artists or some kind of work has an average around 200,000, and when something really unique comes for sale, it will make more than 500,000 or even higher.
What would you say were the main factors behind this favorable trend?
I think it's mainly the shape of Czech economy, that the collectors are richer and they are looking for other opportunities to spend their money. And if they look back at the trends, they see that the best art is getting expensier and expensier, so they want to join in a sense. But really, I think it's mainly that Czech collectors are able to spend the money, because even though I said Czech art was doing very well on the auctions abroad, as far as I know, in most of the cases, the collectors are from Czech Republic, so it's not that much that the foreign buyers would suddenly discover Czech art, but that Czech collectors are ready to pay higher prices than anyone else.
And have you noticed any change in the type of buyers and bidders who participated in the auctions last year?
Not really. I don't think so. One thing is that often we don't know who the buyer is. The number of sales happen only via phone or via internet, that the collector, him or herself, isn't at the sale present, or he sends someone to represent him. So at the end, we don't know who's the buyer. One thing maybe which is positive is that more and more people are open about the fact that they are buying art. Last year there was one important collection of contemporary art introduced. It's owned by Robert Runtag and it was exhibited in Litomyšl in summer. And then at the beginning of September there was a major gift by Mr. and Mrs. Zemanovi, who gave their collection of modern and contemporary art to Kraj Ústí nad Labem, and their collection will be permanently exhibited in Žatec. And the estimation of the price of the whole collections and two houses in the old town of Žatec that come with it is estimated 750 million crowns. And that's again a sign that being a collector, wanting to appreciate art, collect art, is something that is not so exotic, unheard of, being seen as weird. It's just part of what people, if they can afford it, do, and the society starts to find it normal and accepted.
And is it important for contemporary artists to have this network of collectors who are interested in what they produce?
I think so. Really, the art world cannot function well if the institutions, the museums and galleries are underfunded and don't do exhibitions and so on. But the same applies if private galleries and private collectors are not there. Without them, the art scene will never fully develop and will never work well. So it's important that people collect or buy. It doesn't have to be collection. It can be just that you want to have this one piece in your living room. So this is becoming more normal, and I think more people are willing to buy art.
Would you say there is still some area, perhaps in Czech art, which has not been yet fully discovered by buyers or collectors?
In terms of prices, I think it's still post-war art, even though I mentioned the price record of Zdeněk Sikora. A number of other artists are still relatively cheap. I'm saying relatively because already now their prices will be in hundreds of thousands of crowns, but I think it won't take long. Their prices will be above 1 million crowns. And it's nothing revolutionary. These artists are well established in all art history books about second half of 20th century. They are mentioned, so it doesn't take any great brain power to think about that their prices will go up and they will be collected in future as well. And another thing where there is always a space is the contemporary art. Even though I said that more people are buying, it's still not enough. And for a number of people who are doing quite well, it's not as obvious or as normal to buy a piece of art to have at home, even though in other things they would feel ashamed to have just a fake or a copy or reproduction. When it comes to art, they don't mind to have just a poster from some shopping mall or something on their wall. So this is one thing that still can change and should change. And always the argument against it is that, well, the contemporary artists are too expensive, they are asking too much for their work. But when we tried to compare the prices of the now most expensive artists like Emil Fila or Toyen for how much they sold back in 1920s or 1930s, we came up to a conclusion that prices stay about the same, that for something like average salary, you can buy a work by artists in their late 20s or early 30s, and that's the same situation how you could buy Toyen back in a day. Well, the only trick is to find the young artists who in 80 years will be interesting for anyone who will be still collected as Toyen is now.
Do you have any predictions for next year's? Do you expect the favorable trend to continue?
I do. If the economical and political situation in Czech Republic or in whole Europe won't go through some dramatic changes. I don't see reason why the art market would have to go through some slowdown. Other thing is that it's a question how many more masterpieces there are that can still be fresh on the market, because number of the pieces now end up in collections from which they won't come out to the market for number of years, maybe generations. So it's a question how much of new material can come up for sale. So my prediction is that in general, in terms of prices, the situation will stay the same. But I think this year will stay a record year for some time, that next year the overall sales won't be so high, not because the prices would go down, but because there won't be so many great paintings worth of 10 million crowns, and really it takes only a few this expensive paintings to make an influence on the whole year's results.
Jan Skrivanek, editor-in-chief of Art and Antiques magazine, speaking there to Ruth Frankova.